Am I speaking to Jean?
Yes. You have much influence with her. There is more that needs to be said. I do not wish to do so today, but if you can reassure her so that she will allow this. She does not realize it, but it will be of benefit to her and to you. You must not try her too strongly. She is like a child at times, and she will rebel if you do that.
Let me ask you, Jane, is this fair for you to come in here where it was against her will? She had made a decision that she no longer wanted to continue this. Do you think this is fair?
She knows. At the time you were speaking with her, she realized what was happening and allowed it. Or I could not be here now. Because she has power to fight it if she desires to do that.
It seems that I was not in control. I placed her in this deep hypnotic sleep to reduce her anxiety or reactions to an accident.
And yet as well, and she heard most of what you said.
Then
she needs a great deal of reassurance, and I believe that you must be the one to provide that, because she will listen to you, and she will not listen to any other.
In what way can I be helpful to you? I thought that our communication, that you have accomplished what you wanted to, and
it is not for me. Yes, it is in a way that I may learn. I did not wish to speak for a long time. Perhaps I could explain that another time if she will allow. I wish to ask for your aid in this.
I wouldn't mind aiding if I knew the purpose and the reason behind it. As you well know, I've mentioned before that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and the freedom. My prayers are always this, that if it be His will, then what will happen will continue because it is His will, the Holy Spirit and God. Therefore, I make no effort to take upon myself to create a situation or to coerce or to even in the slightest way to...
I do not understand that word.
Well, which... Coerce. Which means to put any type of pressure psychologically to convince her to do something that she herself does not choose of her own free will and of her own free accord.
I think she will choose. I wish her to choose also. I think she will choose however she needs to be reassured and needs to be free of stress from both from you and your friends.
Jane, why should I reassure her to continue this? What is the purpose to continue this communication?
I believe that there, I have been told this, that there are things you wish to know that I may relate to you. For myself, I gain understanding. My relation with people who are still upon the earth is and has been beneficial to me, and I have accomplished much in this last time. When I said that I had not the words to explain these things to you, their answer to me was that I would have them and that you would help me to find the words whereby you and I could communicate and understand, that you knew, you knew the words where I did not. Which I thought was strange, but I believe they know more than I do, but I am asked to communicate if it is allowed, and there are things that they tell me that you should know. I believe that they do know. I also believe that you do not understand, and I understand your hesitation.
My hesitation, Jane, is when you say they, I don't know who they are. I only know that in my deepest soul and mind, I would not want to communicate with anyone unless it would be from the Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus Christ. I don't know from whom these, who is sending you to communicate, or who is causing this to take place.
These are, I assume you would call them helpers. They are in this area to help. There are other helpers, but these are the ones that I have spoken with and that have guided and instructed me and comforted me, and I know that they are from God. They are higher beings than I, however not the highest, but we all help each other, and I help those who are below me, if you understand.
I have an inkling or an inclination of this.
I know this is difficult, and apparently what I am to do is to explain some of this to you, because you have some wrong ideas, is the way that I understand it.
Let me give you some of my ideas then. I believe again in God and Jesus Christ. Would they who you are speaking believe in that also?
They do. Yes, as do I.
But do you and they follow the precepts, the concepts, and the belief of Jesus Christ, that he came in the flesh, the Son of God, to save us from our sins?
He was our teacher on earth. He came to show us the way that we should be, and did, although many did not and still do not believe in him and what he taught. It's very sad.
My hesitation, Jane, my hesitation is this. I don't see those beings. I don't know who they are. My caution is this, and my apprehension is this, that I must be able to discern the difference between beings that are high in a higher form that would be speaking through this person, and through Jane that they are of Christ.
What would reassure you? You may not see them. I do not believe they would allow that. And how would you know what you were seeing in any case? They do not look like anything that you have seen.
Well, I know one thing, though. I know that Christ gave us commandments to love one another, to do good to those who hate you, to heal the sick, to be kind to the poor, to love God and only one God, and that's the creator of all things. I understand, too, the devils tremble and understand and believe God. They know he exists, and they tremble severely. I am saying this, then if you and your people and those who you see that you call they believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and believe that he came to save the world and that he is the Son of God, and believe in the Holy Spirit and the tenets of his teachings as to love one another, to forgive our sins, not one time, but 77 times. This I can accept, for I know one thing, that a good tree will not bear bad fruit. And the truth and the love of God. This I need reassurance.
I think perhaps that you would be reassured as you listened, and I don't believe that there is any other way.
Is it possible then for me to talk with them through you?
They will not. Through.
Not through you as Jane, but through.
They wish me to do this. I was reluctant to do that because I have a difficult time.
Do you believe that?
Explaining to you. Now, some things you must have noticed, and I thought I would not do well.
Well, I know those who would declare that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Would you declare that?
Yes.
Would you declare, and those people that you call they, would they declare that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and shed his blood and that we are washed through his blood?
If they had not, I would have nothing to do with them. You do not understand. In this area, I have a choice to make also. I must choose, and I must choose who I believe and whom I follow. And I have chosen these because they are of the Lord.
The Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes, I believe that. There are others here.
Then would you say that?
That I would not.
Would you say that, in your words, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God? I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You want me to repeat?
No, I want you to say it because you believe it.
I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Is that what you wish?
Well, please understand, I know in this world of ours today, there are many cults, many...
Very difficult.
Yes, I have to be difficult because I have to be very cautious. Not difficult, Jane, but please forgive me, but I need to be cautious.
I do understand.
And I hope that they, whoever they are that you're speaking of, whether they are these people in higher forms who may fly in this atmosphere from objects or what we call spaceships or whatever. I just want to express this, that...
Would you take the hand?
Yes, I will.
See if you can sense
I will sense only Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That I will accept fully, and whatever he wills, not my will, but that his will may protect me.
I must leave. I did not intend to stay.
I hope.
For a lengthy time, did you feel assured?
I am assured.
I am more fully involved in this body, and I will, if we are allowed to speak again, do that.
Look, let me say this before you leave, Jane. I'm sure she doesn't mind, since she is...
She trusts.
Yes. Jane, let me speak to you. Let me say my reluctance into going along. Just let me speak for a while, and you may rest a little bit. Whoever they are, to know that I must, in all my might, in all my soul, my mind, to obey only the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that I would refuse, in the face of death, to follow any other doctrine or belief. Under these circumstances, I would be very willing to speak with the representatives of God. I would be very humbled to be able to have the privilege to speak.
We did not wish to start again with another. It is a tiresome task to train another.
Yes. Have you trained her then? Can you speak a little longer? I don't think she minds too much. Or do you wish to leave now?
Only a little while, because this was, I'm not certain, the haste, the way it was done, it is very tiring for me.
Okay.
To stay.
Jane, then just let them know also that I am willing, when it comes to Christ the Lord, the Holy Spirit and God, but to no other. Under those conditions, I'll be willing to continue this and reassure her for the continuation of this.
She must feel that she is in control. That is important to her.
Well, when you leave her, she will feel she was not in control, because this was not intended, nor this was seeked out, nor looked for. Is that
she
correct?
Will understand, because she knew it was happening and allowed it.
I see. Okay. Fine.
It was not an intent, but she realized. And
have I upset you by being firm in this belief?
No.
Have I upset them? Are they in this belief?
They understand. I believe that they are very happy that you are cautious.
That would make
me... If you are not too cautious.
Well, I don't want to be... I know I need to have faith, and I believe and have
faith. Is it true? Can you help me with the words?
Yeah, what words, Jane?
I do not know as yet.
Okay. If you gave me the meaning... I could give you the word.
Can we help each other?
Yes, I think we can.
All right.
Under those conditions and structures that I have just described to you. Yes, I would like to learn more from the Holy Spirit. I'd like to learn from Christ and from God. And I'd like to know, but it must remain within that framework.
Tell her that I am with her all of the time now.
Did you come to her when she was born?
No. No, but I am too. I have been with her a long time, as you would consider that a long time, since she was small, but not when she was born. I do not know how old she was in years. However, it was much longer than she knew, and I was not there all the time. Do you understand? simply sometimes. I am with her all the time. I believe she knows that. She senses it now.
I believe so too. She has mentioned that.
Has she?
Yes, but I pray to God it's for the good.
Well, I know there is a word for a person who, like you, but I do not know that.
Could you describe it?
I have heard such a word and I cannot think. You see, this is my problem.
Well, what kind of person am I?
I was not an educated person, and they are leaving me to struggle through this for myself, you understand?
Yes. You say that we can benefit from it here too?
Yes. Yes, I have been assured of that because I wish to know why.
Why? Why of what?
Why I should do this. Why I was asked.
I would like to know why I am here and why this is happening to us.
To who?
To me, the physician I work with, and others of my associates.
Other people. I do not know about them.
Yes, well, there's a physician. You met him.
Yes, I know of whom you speak. However, I would not know. Let me say this. I had a purpose for myself which has been fulfilled. The very act of the communication, experiencing a body once again, experiencing your human quality, I believe.
Jane,
has been good.
I think you're tiring. Let me leave this. I believe, yes, there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of seeking. As you know, I'm the inquisitive person with a long nose. And I always like to knock, as Christ said, knock and you'll find, seek and the doors will be opened to you. But I would like the doors opened to Christ and to God rather than to any other direction. And that is the only direction I must go.
I think you will do well when you reach this place.
I don't.
Better than my papa. Yeah. And I must tell you, I have spoken to papa. This is part of the benefit to me. I lacked understanding and forgiveness. I had expected a great deal from him that I did not receive. So I went to see him, and he did you must know my papa to understand this. He had not for a long time, he did not accept the fact that he had died. And
is there such a thing as death?
That his body had died. He did not know. He was not alive as he had been, or he refused to believe that such a thing had happened to him. We must understand that we look much as we did on earth at first, and I have been able to help Papa by talking with him.
Well, I believe the Lord would forgive him his sins too.
Oh, yes. That was not the problem. He did not wish to be forgiven. He wished only to return.
Oh, could he return if he wished to return?
No. But he could not accept that, and he has now accepted it. And is much the better for it. That has transpired since our last conversation. I must leave.
Jean, I'm happy that you came. I want you to
know.
Are
you?
Very much so.
I did not believe that at first.
No, I was not unhappy. I was, again, very, very cautious to know why Jean and whoever they are would take over a situation that I felt I was in control of, and without a choice and a permission to do so, I was very upset because of it, because I felt that one, in where the Lord is, there was freedom to choose, and I felt as if that she did not choose to have you come through.
She did not and would not have come and said to you, may we do this. However, as she was sitting there, she began to realize what was happening and allowed it. She could have not allowed it at that time.
Okay, I trust you and I believe what you say, Jane.
Ask her.
Okay. Then, as I touch your hand, then please go slowly so that she has no ill effects of your leaving.
And as I leave, I will leave her in the condition in which I found her.
Yes.
And then you may assist her.
And protect her from any evil through the faith in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, that no harm should come to her. Will you agree with that?
Yes.
Thank you. Suggestions I've given you will have a full effect upon you in relationship to the reduction of the discomfort that serves no purpose. One, you're slowly and gradually awakening. Two, you feel comfortable, relaxed, happier, more joyful, the colors will be brighter. Three, very peaceful within yourself. Your mind is alert, you're very clear, having the trust and faith in God. Four, you feel at peace with yourself and everyone. And five, you're wide awake and alert now. Five, wide awake and alert in every way. How do you feel?
I feel all right.
How's the soreness feel?
Let me check. The swelling is still there, but it doesn't feel sore.
Okay. How do you feel? A little happy altogether? What do you think happened?
I left. I could feel it.
Was it your choice to leave?
I don't know. I didn't fight it.
Well, Jean came through
that why?
And she said that you...
I felt that, I thought it at first, and then I just thought, oh, what the hell? Excuse me.
Yeah, but, well, no, that's okay. But you did, no, what you permitted to do. Did you feel you could have resisted?
Didn't ask for it. Oh, yeah, I think so. I don't know. Now that I, since I didn't, I don't know.
You remember, I put you in hypnosis here for only one reason, and that was to reduce your unnecessary anxieties in relationship to driving. And then when I made the attempt to bring you out of it, you just simply wouldn't come out of it. And then Jane, she said, well, she won't because I am here. And then she began talking to me.
What did she say? She must have
been... You got a whole half hour.
You're kidding.
No.
A whole half hour?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any memory of where I was.
Yeah. Well, I was very perturbed and angry with her because I felt that she took advantage of a...
I don't have any memory of having a dream. I wonder why. That's the first time that ever happened. Maybe I just don't remember, or maybe I just wasn't given a dream this time.
Well, I felt kind of upset, and she was upset because I felt terribly upset because I felt that she took advantage of a situation that that we had no intent to doing, see, because it wasn't in her mind to do it, was it?
No.
Okay. And it wasn't my mind to do it, and all of a sudden I tried to bring you out of it by counting to five. I didn't tape that part of it.
Scared you. I mean, it scared you.
Yeah, it didn't frighten me. No, it didn't frighten me, but it made me terribly angry.
It didn't scare me. I just...
No.
I just knew what it was.
Well, I knew what was happening, too, but there was no fear because I have faith in God.
If I could have said something at the time to you, I even thought of that. Couldn't, really.
What I was angry mostly is here because I didn't feel that you gave permission for this to happen. We did not discuss it. Nor did we make any effort to do this at all, you see.
Didn't give permission. I don't know if just doing it, letting go would be considered permission. I didn't ask the choice to begin with. In other words, I guess I could have fought it.
What I meant is that we didn't have this session for the intent to do this at all.
We didn't, no.
You see, all we decided to do here was to help you in that accident so that you no longer feel that phantom pain.
Funny.
You know?
I feel funny.
What's funny?
I think I'm completely out of it.
I think so.
I feel funny.
Describe the funniness.
I don't know. I don't feel like I'm quite awake. Things look different.
In what way?
I don't know. I just...
Okay, close your eyes. I'm going to count to five.
I think it might be a good idea.
Okay. Okay, now. This time. Now, just stay as you are. I'm going to you don't have to relax. Just stay as you are. I'm going to count to five. And I want you to clear your mind totally and completely of any external influence other than the Lord Jesus Christ and the Son of God. One, you're awakening. Two, you're completely relaxed. Three, you feel light, elevated, exceptionally clear-headed, clear mind, and clear thinking. Four, you're peaceful within yourself. And five, you're wide awake and alert. Wide awake and alert in every way now. Is that a little clearer now?
That did it. Yeah. I don't know. Can you understand what I mean?
I get a good idea of what you mean, but I can't
really...
It
looks different.
Well, now that you're more alert, well, how do they look different?
I don't think I can describe.
Okay.
There's just a difference. I'm really not sure whether it's a feeling or...
Okay.
It's like... I don't know.
That's okay, man. Don't
different. It's the difference I recognize, okay? Yeah. Let me put it that way.
Somehow you recognize, but you don't know the difference.
Yeah, but I can recognize it. I'm not sure whether it's a feeling I have, or I say I could. It looks different. I'm not sure. Maybe it feels different.
Our time is running short. I'd like you to listen to that thing. I don't want you to...
I would like to hear all this, what was so important that she had to...
Yeah, but I wouldn't want you to hear it alone again. You know, I'd rather have sit with you when you're listening to it. And we don't have the time tonight, so...
Oh, that's wonderful.
No, well, I can't... How much time can I give to all of this?
I don't know.
It's 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Whatever you say. After you say don't listen to it, I'll take
it. I'd rather have you listen to it with her, because I was really angry, and I expressed the anger, and she mentioned it too, and... because I felt it was an imposition on your part, but what she said that you were willing, see, and
that's what she means is that I went ahead and let go.
Yeah,
that's what she means.
Yeah, she said
didn't ask. I mean, that was an ask. I suppose if I had continued to fight that, then maybe it would have disappeared. I don't know though, mm-hmm. since I didn't.
That if you would have not permitted it, that it would not have happened, that you were willing to let it happen.
Yeah, well, I recognized it. Well, I started getting the noise. I don't get that noise any other time.
Okay, yeah, but were you willing then to go with the noise? Or?
No, I said, oh, criminy. Inside myself, I said. And that's interesting. It receded, but it came back and... Then I just let it go.
And then you let it go?
Yeah.
Well, when you said, oh, criminy, then the noise began to get less?
Yeah, it did.
Well, that would mean...
Okay, that means I maybe could... I don't know, though. Maybe I could have pushed it all away. Maybe. I didn't. So I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever know now.
Yeah, well, one of these days you'll have to try it to see whether you can do it or not.
You mean on purpose?
Yes, deliberately. When you hear the noise, say, hey, wait a minute, it's my choice, I don't want to do it today.
Okay, that would be a good idea.
You know, because
I
feel terribly upset by... I know the Lord, I know God has never forced anything upon any human being.
How did you get that thing hooked up and... to think of it.
Well, I had, fortunately, I had a tape laying down there that I was going to make for a patient, you know.
Oh.
And then this was this afternoon, and we got talking away in so many other matters that I...
What an opportunist you are. Yeah.
And so then I noticed when I started to wake you up, and you didn't come out of it, and I said, uh-oh, Jane Tweed is there again, and she's not going to...
Oh, you knew that right away.
I felt it because there was no reaction within you at all, and I said, come on. See, this isn't tape because you don't tape sessions, you know.
Yeah.
You don't tape.
I know you were taping when we started.
I know. And so then, as soon as I noticed, I counted to five, and you didn't come out of it, and I counted to five again, and you didn't come out of it.
Oh.
And then the voice says, "Well, she says she doesn't hear you," you know, or something of that nature. I forgot now because I was terribly upset because. Maybe it's my ego to think that, hey, how come this come over and take over and it's controlling something that I feel I should be in control of, you know? But evidently it just didn't work that way.
Well, I didn't know whether I should let that happen or not. Yeah. That was...
Well, she said to reassure you that you should continue this, and that there's a purpose that's beneficial to her and to you and to us. And so it's just,
what
again,
purpose
it's still,
is that?
I don't know, and I put
she didn't say that. She didn't say what.
No, I guess for more understanding, to give us answers for what we're looking for, and this kind of a thing, you know, so.
Well, sounds so familiar.
Well.
Excuse my skepticism.
No, to be honest, I think you know about it as much as I do. She says that I know. Maybe I do know, but
what?
I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
What? I don't understand.
I don't either. You have to listen to the tape again.
Oh.
There's so much on it because I got really upset. Now, I'm taping this because I want whoever listens to this to know that my greatest upsetness was that I felt, how dare anyone come over and take over a situation that was not intended, nor was it decided upon me or you. And throughout the voices, they were saying that it is our choice, if we are willing.
Choice, but boy, sometimes I guess those choices have to be made in a split second, maybe.
Yeah, but I was unwilling to talk with Jane.
That bothers me. because, well, I don't know. Maybe it was the state I was in at the time. But then, what other time might they do that?
And I'll let Dr. Bauman listen to this and see what he comes up with. He's very, very astute and clever in that way, so I think we're up to. But I'd like to play this to him, you know, maybe, I don't know, tomorrow, or maybe tonight if he's going to be home or whatever, and to see what he thinks about it. Because it really upset me. I want you to know I was terribly upset because I feel, you know, that there's got to be a choice, an individual choice for this to happen, you know. And I asked her that, and she said, well, it's because you were willing, but I wasn't willing to talk with Jean because you were not willing. See, and you didn't come in here and say, Henry, let's go ahead and talk to Jean Freeze.
On the contrary, I said, let's don't for a while, and I thought I would just...
That's right. So you see...
I thought I would just wait till I felt like doing it again. Didn't think...
And that's what we're going to spur the moment that you felt like it, you know. Maybe at that moment you figured, well, okay, I'll let it happen.
Not what you mean when, oh, well, I knew what it was. Okay, maybe she, that must be what she's hinging it on.
Well, she said she came to you as a little, when you were a little girl, when you were a very little girl.
I was a little girl?
Yeah.
Not 10 years ago.
No. When you was a little girl.
What for?
I don't know. Anyway, so... But we'll cut this. Unless you have any comments at all?
No.
Any comments at all?
No.
Okay. Then we'll call it good night.